Title: Composing Second Drops with Motif Evolution Advanced. Alright, let's build a second drop that actually feels like a payoff. Because in drum and bass, the second drop isn't supposed to be copy the first drop and add a crash. It's supposed to feel like the track has leveled up, familiar enough that the listener instantly recognizes the tune but different enough that it feels inevitable, like it couldn't have gone any other way. The core concept today is motif evolution. That means you take the musical identity of your track, your hook, your sentence, your main idea, and you evolve it with controlled changes. Not random new stuff, not 10 new layers. Intentional evolution. By the end of this lesson, you're aiming for a 16 or 32 bar second drop that keeps the same main motif from drop 1, but adds a new variation layer, upgrades the drums, and stays mixable. Bigger, not messier. Step 0. Prep. Duplicate drop 1, and label your motifs. Open arrangement view. Grab your drop 1 region. Maybe it's 32 bars, and duplicate time to paste a copy after your breakdown. Now name them clearly. Drop 1 and drop 2, with something like a to be evolution in the label so your brain stays in arrangement mode, not loop mode. Now the most important question in this entire process. What is the motif? Not what's the coolest sound. The motif is what remains recognizable even if you strip the sound design away. If you turned everything into a basic sine wave and a dry drum kit, what rhythm or phrase would still make someone go, "Oh yeah, that's the tune"? Common motifs in DnB: a one-bar bass rhythm with a specific syncopation, a drum hook, like a signature ghost note placement, a two-note stab rhythm, a vocal chop cadence. Teacher tip: define motif integrity before you mutate anything. Literally decide 3 non-negotiables. For example, the rhythm cell stays. The first note hits the root. That signature rest on beat 3 stays. Those anchors let you go wild everywhere else while the track still feels like itself. Also, quick workflow win. Color code your core motif clips: bass, drums, main synth, or stab. You're going to evolve them, so you want to be able to see what's identity and what's decoration. Step 1. Choose your evolution strategy. 2 or 3 max. This is where advanced producers stay disciplined. Drop 2 usually works best when you pick 2 or 3 axes of evolution and commit hard, instead of changing everything slightly. Your main options are rhythmic evolution, same notes, different placement or density; timbre evolution, same MIDI, but you resample; distort, filter, automate; call and response evolution, a new layer answers the motif; harmonic evolution, you imply different chord tones or tension notes while keeping the rhythm; drum evolution, more ghost notes, hat movement, fills, ride management. Here's a blueprint that's almost unfairly reliable. First 4 to 8 bars of drop 2 keep the identity super clear. Then around bar 9 or 17, you introduce a B idea. Then you hit a micro break or fill into the final 8 bars for peak energy. And another coach note: make your evolution audible within the first 2 bars. If the listener can't tell this is drop 2 almost immediately, you waited too long. The tell can be a new hat texture, a different transient on the bass, a new offbeat stab, something that signals this is the upgraded drop. Step 2. Evolve the bass motif without changing the sentence. Let's start with a fast, effective method: same MIDI, evolved sound. Group your main bass chain and call it something like bass main A. Duplicate it so you have bass main A2 for drop 2 only. This keeps your drop 1 intact and gives you freedom to push the second drop. A solid stock Ableton chain might be wave eatable or operator into saturator, then auto filter, maybe amp for grit, EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for control, and a limiter as a safety net. Now, how do we evolve it? Automate auto filter cutoff across 8 bars. Something like starting darker and opening up to bring intensity. Don't think of it as more treble. Think of it as energy revealing itself. Automate saturator drive, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB more than drop 1, but mainly during your B section. You're basically saying, the track is getting more aggressive as it progresses. If you need presence, a small wide EQ push around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz can bring the bass forward, but only if it's not fighting your stabs or vocals. Midrange is precious in DnB. Bend it carefully. Option B is rhythmic density evolution. Keep the motif, but add a couple of 16th note pickups at the end of a 2-bar loop, or split one longer note into 2 shorter notes. That classic tech step pressure where everything feels tighter and more urgent. Ableton has MIDI transformations, but honestly, at this level, hand edit for groove. Your micro-tining is part of your identity. Now an important rule: keep your sub separate. The sub is not where you get experimental in drop 2. Let the mid-bass evolve. Let the sub stay stable and confident. Mono, clean. Weight is a promise. Don't break it. Step 3. Add a B layer that answers the motif. This is the moment where drop 2 becomes unmistakably new. And the cleanest way to do it is call and response. Create a new track called Bass Response B. Then take the rhythm of your main motif and invert the rests. Where the main bass speaks, the B layer stays silent. Where the main bass leaves space, the B layer answers. Instant conversation. No clutter. Sound ideas for the B layer. A Reese counterline that fills gaps. A Hooverish offbeat stab for rave DNA. A vocal chop repeating a tight rhythmic cell. A growl or yoy hit is punctuation, not constant wallpaper. For processing, keep it tight. Operator or wave eatable into overdrive, maybe a tiny bit of redux if you want edge, then a Q8 high pass around 120 to 200 so it doesn't step on sub. Then utility for width, but only above the low mids. Lows stay mono, always. If you want to push it into advanced territory, you can turn the call and response into an argument. Let the B layer overlap the last eighth note of the main phrase every other bar. That tiny talking over move increases intensity fast. But keep the overlap at phrase ends only. If they overlap constantly, you lose clarity. Step 4. Upgrade drums without breaking the pocket. In D and B, the second drop often feels harder because the drums are more insistent, not necessarily louder. Start with ghost note sophistication. Add snare ghosts at low velocity leading into 2 and 4. Add a quiet kick ghost or percussion tap that nudges the groove forward. If you use groove pool, do it subtly, 5-15%. Advanced swing is felt, not heard as a swing preset. Now hats. Go from grid hats to living hats. Add a 16th hat layer with velocity variation. Or save a ride pattern for the final 8 bars as your peak. That ride is like a switch flipping from rolling to relentless. A little auto pan on hats can add movement. Keep the amount modest. And if things get harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz can save your ears and your limiter. Fills. Keep them short, half a bar or less. You want turnarounds that reset attention, not breaks that kill momentum. Beat repeat can work, but treat it like a spice. Automate it for one moment before a phrase change, not as a constant gimmick. Step 5. Arrange in 8-bar blocks, like an energy map. Here's a strong 32-bar second drop layout. Bars 1 to 8. Familiarity. Same motif, slightly upgraded drums. Don't reveal everything. Bars 9 to 16. Evolution. Introduce the B layer call and response. More filter movement, more bite. Bars 17 to 24. Contrast. Change rhythm density, or switch the call and response pattern. This is also where you can introduce a new stab texture if you have one, but don't overload it. Bars 25 to 32. Peak and exit strategy. Ride hat. Extra brake layer. Biggest bass timbre, but sub stays controlled. Then a 1-bar turnaround fill to transition out. Put locator markers at bar 1, 9, 17, and 25. This keeps you making decisions on purpose. And if you're using racks, automate macros across these blocks so evolution is intentional, not random automation spaghetti. Now, let's add some advanced sauce. Step 6. Resampling for drop 2 only signature hits. This is how you make drop 2 feel authored. Route your bass group into an audio track and record 8 to 16 bars. Then chop out 3 to 6 of the nastiest moments. A growl, a stab, a yelp, a weird transient. Place them as one-shot accents that happen only in drop 2. And shape the transient. Don't just distort. Use drum bus to control the front edge. Use a fast auto filter envelope for a tiny wow. Gator shorten tails so they don't sit on the snare. These hits work best as punctuation at the end of 4-bar phrases. They should feel like exclamation points, not constant decoration. Step 7. Mix translation checks. Bigger, not messier. The most common second drop failure is adding layers until the punch disappears. Checklist. Sub. Mono. Clean. Minimal distortion. Mid-bass. Carve 200 to 400 if the drums lose body. Sidechain the bass group to the kick and snare. You're not trying to make it pump like house music. You're creating breathing room so the groove reads. And do a sanity check. If drop 2 feels smaller, you might be over-limiting. Match loudness when you compare. Otherwise, you're basically judging louder versus quieter, not better versus worse. Extra coach concept. Think in energy currencies, not just layers. In drop 2, you can spend energy by increasing brightness, density, stereo width above around 200 Hz, transient rate, or harmonic tension. Pick 2 currencies to raise and 1 to reduce. For example, raise density and transient rate, but reduce reverb tail. That's how you get bigger without getting cluttered. Also, Test at low volume. If drop 2 only feels better when it's loud, you probably added harshness, not musical evolution. Turn it down. Does the motif still read? Does the groove still pull you forward? Advanced variation ideas you can try if you want to get spicy. A shadow motif. Keep the rhythm identical, keep the sub on the root, but move mid-bass notes to the 5th or flat 7 for 4 bars, then return. It feels like the tune tilted into a new center without actually changing the foundation. Phrase displacement. Nudge a resampled mid-layer earlier by 1/16th in a section, then snap it back on the turnaround. It creates forward pull and tension. Negative space B section. Remove a key mid-layer for 4 bars and replace it with filtered noise rhythm or sparse stabs. Confidence move. It makes the final 8 bars hit like a truck when the full stack returns. Common mistakes to avoid. Copy-paste drop syndrome, where nothing develops. Too many new ideas at once, so there's no focal point. Evolving so hard the motif disappears. Designing the sub until it loses weight. Overcrowding high mids with distortion, hats, and stabs until everything feels smaller. Now, quick mini exercise to lock this in. Take a 16 bar drop 1. Choose exactly 2 evolution axes. For example, timbre evolution plus call and response. Bars 1 to 8, keep the motif identical, upgrade hats with velocity variation and a touch of movement. Bars 9 to 16, introduce the B layer only in the gaps. Add one resampled bass hit at bar 15 as a signature accent. Then bounce a reference and a slash B drop 1 and drop 2 at matched loudness. Ask yourself, does drop 2 feel like the same tune, just leveled up? Can you still hum the motif? Recap, a second drop works when you protect an identity while pushing energy and novelty through focused evolution. Pick 2 to 3 evolution axes, structure it in 8 bar blocks, automate with intention, and add a few drop 2 only moments through resampling. Upgrade drums with sophistication, not chaos. Keep the sub stable, evolve the mid-bass and manage density with EQ and sidechain. This audio version is shortened for playback.